Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel
94.1.
Hello. Welcome to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1 KQCH Omaha, Nebraska. Thanks for joining us today as we talk a little bit about this and a little bit about that and the other. Also, feel free to check us out and message us on Facebook and Twitter at Big Party Show. Thank you and enjoy the show.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show.
Omaha Fire Department has responded to a pretty big fire at a restaurant, the Mouth of the South, near 30th and Willett. It is shut down to traffic in all directions. The call came in about 7 o'clock this morning. Flames coming from the roof, heavy smoke pouring from the surface. The fire also threatened what appeared to be a vacant building next door to the initial fire location. So far, no reports of any injuries have been reported.
Yeah, right there in Florence. That stinks.
Mouth of the South.
Billion-dollar project can now move forward after the city council gave it the green light. The Avenue 1 development is set for West Omaha. It's a $1.2 billion project that would turn undeveloped land at the former junk stock site near 192nd and Dodge into a mini city. Office buildings, retail stores, hotels, living space would all be added to this area in the future. And a Douglas County corrections inmate is dead after an altercation with a jail guard. The 61-year-old inmate allegedly attacked a guard yesterday afternoon. He had to be restrained in a chair. The prisoner became unresponsive after medical staff gave him a shot to help him calm down. Inmate was taken to Creighton University Medical Center, where he later died.
It's like a it's like the electric chair. What do we have now?
Yeah.
Lethal injection?
Lethal injection.
Mm-hmm. Like an accidental.
Yeah, maybe they grabbed the wrong needle.
That's why they're in the race to, there's
Arkansas.
Because the drug is
expires on the 30th.
Expiring.
Yeah, so they're trying to get 11 guys done on death row.
Very morbid.
Now they're at three, but they got them all scheduled. So,
well, Omaha is Omaha Public Schools Superintendent Mark Evans to stay with the district for another year. Originally planned to retire at the end of the school year, but now says he is open to negotiating a one-year contract with the Omaha School Board.
How old is Mr. Board, Edwards? Does it say?
Mr. Evans?
Yeah, Evans.
Not sure. Yeah, Mr. Evans, I'm not sure how old he is.
Doesn't look like an old fella.
No.
I mean, maybe he was set to retire from that gig, but I wouldn't think he would be done.
No, maybe off to other ventures. Maybe he made some right decisions as a young man.
Omaha Public Schools was dealt a setback last month when their three finalists for the job withdrew from consideration. And great news for music fans. Sir Paul McCartney is coming back. It's the first time in more than a decade that he's been in Omaha. He's adding a July 23rd stop at the CenturyLink to his worldwide tour. Tickets for Paul McCartney's show go on sale Monday. Now, he played Lincoln's Pinnacle Bank Arena in 2014, but his last musical stop was in 2005 here in Omaha.
Molly, for some of our listeners, you might need to explain who he is.
The Beatles.
Sir Paul McCartney?
Yeah, I'm sure
might
some
not
people
know.
Don't know.
He's
I'm
the Beatles.
Sure, yeah.
I've never seen Paul McCartney. He doesn't really move the needle for me.
No, it doesn't. That's like Ringo Starr.
I mean, we like the Beatles stuff. He doesn't perform Beatles stuff. He's like, does Wings and...
I've never been a fan. I mean,
I'm sure he's amazing. Beatles, people say he's amazing.
He had a movie out in the 80s. I can't remember what it was called.
He did?
And I remember... Yeah, and I remember coming home and I told my mom, I was like, I just saw this movie and I have the biggest crush on this, on the musician. And she's like, who was it? I was like, it's this new guy. His name's Paul McCartney.
Oh, quit.
And your mom just cackled.
Oh, yeah. My mom howled because that was like her Beatle. Like Paul McCartney was the one that she had a crush on. And oh, she yeah. just absolutely, I mean, it'd be the equivalent of coming, some kid coming home one day, you know, like some of one of our kids coming home and being like, oh, and I saw this movie and there was this new artist. His name's Harry Styles. And it's right. like Harry when he's like in his 40s or 50s.
So this was the Harry, he was the Harry Styles or was it Lennon?
Yeah.
Probably McCartney,
I think he
right?
was the Harry Styles. Yeah, because he was the good hair where Lennon was like more the, hey, man, there's stuff and things.
Yeah,
and it's
really.
Lennon
be? I don't even know which Lennon
know.
Would be.
We don't know the other guys in One Direction.
Would oh, he yeah. Be?
Right.
Here's the premise. Here's what we have to come to. Who's the second hottest member of One Direction?
Me.
Is it Zayn?
Yeah, it's probably Zayn. I don't even
He's
know.
He's the Zayn.
He would be the
Lennon
Zane.
Was the Zane of One Direction.
Oh, no.
Or the JC Chazay of NSYNC.
There you go.
Lennon's
Whereas
screaming
McCartney
from the grave.
Is the JT. I saw him on when Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters, and now he's just Dave Grohl, yeah. or of Nirvana and Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl, when he did that HBO series, that soundstage,
uh-huh.
where he
yeah.
did all those collaborations. I've seen that footage where he gets in a room with McCartney. Nice. And a bunch of other artists, and you do see, that's why I gained some a ton of respect for McCartney. You see that he still is super current, and he's totally a songwriter.
Yeah.
Like, he
yeah.
got in the room, and he's like, let's jam, let's write a song. And you can mm-hmm. see all these other contemporary artists like, man, this guy's a worker.
Isn't that nuts?
And they bang out a tune right. in an hour.
That's how, but I mean, that's the thing that you've got to give these guys credit, like the Paul McCartneys or like the David Bowies or the Mick Jaggers. They wouldn't still be relevant if they weren't still working.
Amazing.
I mean, I think
yeah.
that they really are true
genius, musicians.
You know, yeah, exactly. Like, they never can stop. They're like a shark. They can't stop swimming. They can't stop singing or writing or hearing music. It's like as much a part of them as a heartbeat or yeah. a breath. So we're getting Paul McCartney. I would love to see him live. I think it would be amazing to watch him behind the piano and just
well, you're going
tear
to
it up.
Have your opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Some sad news. The world's largest Hooters restaurant is closing.
Where's that
oh,
at?
Man.
The company that owns the Palms Hotel and Casino in Vegas. They announced yesterday that the Hooters there is closing its doors just 2 years after it opened at the Palms.
I would think a Hooters in Vegas isn't necessary because there's just so much other stuff to look at. Hooters,
right.
Hooters' nice. Active environment should be places that don't have entertainment, like
yeah.
here.
Mm. Yes.
We don't even have one in Omaha. We have one over in Council Bluffs. A
yeah.
lot of people don't realize. I hear guys from time to time when we're finishing golfing, let's go to Hooters, the one on Center. I'm like, dude, it hasn't been there forever.
It has gone.
I went to Twin Peaks on Saturday.
Did you really?
Is it sad that I said begrudgingly?
Well, I don't know if it's
and
me being old or
that
what.
It was actually, it's always a good time. The women there are beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
But I hadn't been there in forever.
I just feel like I'm just being honest. They're, and then it's because of me. I just feel like they're so young.
You loved it for a while,
I
though,
did.
Dude.
I did.
You were going there all the time.
Yeah.
And I was the guy. This is sad. It's married guys. We get done golf and they're like, let's go to...
Yeah.
One of the guys threw it out there.
Twin
Can we
Peaks.
Go to Twin Peaks? I've never been.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you're just going to feel old.
Yes.
Our waitress is going to be hot in like 20.
You're not going to be in the mood.
And you're just going to feel creepy.
She's going to be like, do you want a beer? And you're going to say, yeah, I'll just take a beer. And she's like a man size or a girl size. You're gonna
they didn't
like,
do that.
Oh.
They didn't
they
do
didn't?
That this time, but I did notice on the bill it was man size.
Yeah, man beer.
They didn't even ask anymore, but Molly, that used to be the pitch. A large is a man size.
That's a giant beer.
And a small, apparently, or a medium is not.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful premise to get every guy to order a large because you go, I'll take a beer, and she'll go, man size? And no man wants to say to a hot 20-year-old waitress, no, give me a lady size.
I know.
Give me a.
Hey, but those guys there at Twin Peaks are giving too much love, but they do it right there. I mean, they still do it right with their, you know, during the holidays and all that stuff. It's like they dress up in like lingerie. They do bikini contests.
Sounds super classy. Around the holidays. I love it. Around Christmas and stuff, they dress up in lingerie. You're like, nothing says Hallmark Christmas, like Santa well, and scantily dressed waitresses asking if you want a man-sized beer.
We were the gal who's behind the bar at Twin Peaks here in Omaha. Saturday was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But it was like all the guys that sit at the bar look like regulars. And it was just like, oh, this is so bad. I felt just sad for her.
How about her?
And then you know what's sad? Is I remembered she was on, we judged the bikini contest.
Yes.
I'm telling these guys, I'm like, I think the last time I was in here, me and Party judged their bikini contest in the parking lot. And the bartender, I believe, was the winner.
Probably so. They stayed
really?
For life.
Yeah, they had some knockout girls.
Yeah.
It's just the deal is that we're all there in the crowd, and there's a huge crowd when they did that contest. And these women are women.
Yeah.
I mean, they're tall, they're in heels, they're beautiful.
And they're trying to get to the...
And you can't tell how old they are, Molly, until their boyfriend shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like he's 17.
Hey, guys.
And you're jealous.
And you're like, oh, they're young.
Oops.
Hey, dude, you want another man beer?
Yeah.
You want a man beer?
I mean, they ought to just name, like, all the small sizes. Like, the small order of fries should be
girly
called...
Girly boys.
Small like my penis.
Wee, wee, wee.
Oh!
You
want
the
wee, wee?
You want large fry? Or small you like yours?
Or do you want the wee, weeness size? Wee-ness.
I think it'll be all largest. All right, so the Hooters in Vegas is closing.
That's a bummer.
So a bug in the Instagram software is stopping people from leaving it. People who attempt to deactivate their account are instead finding that they have to stay on it, apparently because the app is broken.
Hmm.
So as with its owner, Facebook, Instagram offers its users the ability to deactivate, but not entirely delete their account. So like you can just like go on pause.
It's like when grandma tried to dump AOL.
Yeah.
So deactivation's temporary. It allows people to choose to come back at a future date. So, you know, like especially, I think they probably got savvy because a lot of people, you know, give it up for Lent. And it's like you're not, you know, closing down shop. You're just putting it on pause. So
I feel like corporate America doesn't pay attention to you until you leave.
Yeah. That's.
And all of a sudden they're like, hey, friends.
I mean, my Match.com profile finally got interesting when I canceled it.
Yeah.
Now suddenly they're like, oh, you got 20 winks today.
Yeah.
Want to look at them?
Really?
And then it goes right to, what's your credit card?
Yeah. What do you got? That's just the way corporate America works, you know.
I wonder who's trying to dump, though, their Instagram. You got to think of
Well, they're giving examples like people who are like in abusive situations or, you know, someone wants to just take a break. Like there are people that are like, you know what? This is toxic for me. I just need to step away. I don't want to close it down. I don't want to close it down because you don't want to go through the effort of like
losing
all the stuff you put in there.
You never see guys doing it, but it's always women who suddenly are off the grid.
I know.
I'm always like, oh, she must have broke up with her boyfriend and need to go dark.
You're not doing it right. You don't want to go dark. You want to go naughty. You know, if you want to get after your ex or whatever the case is and make it feel bad, up the, I almost said the nudies, up the bikinis, up the fun.
Up the nudies and totally get banned.
Turn up your nudie quotient.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're just saying is that living well is the best way to get even.
Yes.
That you women certainly seem to be really good at it when you're breaking up with us.
You want to drive them crazy? That's how you do it.
We just don't understand why the women that we're not used to be dating don't use that same tactic when they break up with guys. We're like, why you, instead of her looking all sad and going off the grid.
Yes, look happy.
Throw up a picture of one of your guy pals and make it look like you're making out.
Yeah.
You know, on a mountain.
Lie.
Right.
Say, hey.
Lie. That makes all men go, we lean in.
Yeah, just lie. Say, I booked a trip to the Bahamas.
With Gary.
I can't wait. Gary's excited.
With man-sized Gary. And all of us men are like, damn it, I wish I was Gary. Instead, I'm sitting here at Twin Peaks at the bar.
I'll take a man-sized.
Hello.
What's going on?
You're listening to The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, who's this? What's up, bud?
Hey, this is Bryson. How are you?
Hey, Bryson. We're doing great, man. Thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
Well, I want to comment on the movies and China soon leading America on yet another thing.
Yeah, yeah, that could be a game changer, that's for sure.
I mean, I'm no movie enthusiast. I think the last movie I saw at the theaters was the one where the animals all sing.
You mean you're just sing. you're not a theater enthusiast, but I'm sure you like movies.
So. Yeah, yeah, sing. It was my wife's choice. But
do you have children?
No, we don't yet.
You just went, like, and saw that because?
Well, I look good. It's on Redbox. I mean,
said it was my wife's choice.
Okay. No,
yeah, but weren't you glad you saw Sing? It looks really good. I mean, it got great reviews.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was fine, but I don't remember the title, but I remember how much we spent, and we don't have kids yet, so for a family to go of four, it's like probably, I don't know, 50, 60 plus.
Oh, yeah. See,
that's easy.
So
yeah.
And so I'm thinking, in China, just like why everything gets made there, it probably costs like a family maybe $3 a person. Popcorn soda doesn't cost an arm and a leg. And, I mean, it's no secret, but they probably pay their workers three times less. So that's why everything's cheaper.
I have a feeling that they don't have a lot of empty theaters like we do.
They spent more money on than Fast and Furious than we did.
Yeah.
So however cheap it is, a lot more than cared. Because Fast and the Furious was the number one movie in America, has made $99 million in U.S. and Canada. China alone, $192 million.
How do you suppose that is?
Last year, there was $6.6 billion in total revenue compared to American box office, which is $11 billion. So they're saying by 2020, China will be the global box office leader, and that's the money talks. Yep. Getting movies financed is a big deal, and you got approval. Well, who's the audience? And very quickly, they're saying Hollywood's going, I don't care what they think about in mainstream America. What does mainstream Beijing think?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think that many people are going to movies nowadays. They just wait till it's on Dollar Redbox.
Yeah, I tell you what,
that doesn't mean
though
that you're not watching movies.
Yeah,
I mean, we're talking about the difference between going to a theater, right, and still seeing the movie. This is just box office so far, but then
these are theaters.
Wait till rentals and things come out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh gosh.
Neither one, you know, Fast and the Furious hasn't necessarily come out, other than just box office revenue.
Oh, gotcha. And then, I mean, before my wife, hopefully you guys are catching on, but, I mean, if you go on a date and stuff, your whole date is depending on if they acted well and the movie was good or not, so.
I like you. You're funny.
I mean, if you don't do bowling or goalie, I hope that Vin Diesel or whoever did the whole date for you and you get a second one.
It always seems funny to take, it always seems like a bad thing to do on a first date that you're like, you're wasting the time with this person to take you to a movie.
For like
movies are great for second and third dates, or when you have a girlfriend, like you're done talking, you're taking a break.
Or when you're married and you see your spouse all the time.
Yeah, it's a nice break from talking.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you the last time my husband and I went to a movie together. Seriously.
Yeah.
I think
it was like Jumanji or something.
Right.
I mean, we watch movies at home, you know, and then he watches me fall asleep. Like, we watch the first 15 minutes of every movie together, and then I eventually
fall asleep.
Go off to sleepy land.
That's 10 years.
Also, so many people go, do they honestly clean the whole every seat and everything, or am I just sitting on what, you know, 15, 20 other people just black suede and, I mean, everybody else that just sat? Germs and everything.
My gosh, man, you got a lot of questions.
Yeah, Matt.
About a movie theater.
Okay. So,
I don't know. I don't know how often they clean it.
Is your brother online?
I don't know.
And the piggyback on the Twin Peaks thing, I had a fantasy football draft, and I'm married, so I was like, well, let's do it at someone's house. Oh, no, let's go to Twin Peaks. And I was like, oh, gosh, so now I have to go explain to my, you know, 2 years married wife. It's basically like a presidential debate. I have to come up with topics of why couldn't you just do it at the house? Why can't you just do it?
Because half the fun is like, I mean, that don't sweat that. I mean, I'll give you a hall pass for your wife. I mean, that kind of thing, that's just fun. That's just guys looking for some place.
Have a beer.
I mean,
don't touch. It's safe.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally, I mean, especially with a group of guys like that, like, what the heck's going to happen? If you were trolling solo, if you're like, what, I just got lunch at Twin Peaks today, I'd be like, okay, red flag.
I know. The guys that are there solo are weird. I saw lots of families last Saturday. There were lots of families and kids. Like, it seemed weird, though. It looked like a reward for somebody's, like, baseball team. There was a group of maybe, like, 12 kids that showed up wide-eyed, and the coach came in grinning ear to ear, and I thought, did he sell that to the bunch of like 12-year-olds, like, if you guys win, we get to go to Twin Peaks for dinner.
Hey, we used to go to Pizza Hut. I would have been like, what? Let's win this game. Can you imagine?
We used to go to Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Imagine if Pizza Hut, only they were wearing short shorts and asking if you wanted man-sized stuff. You're like, oh my gosh.
Hey, thanks for your call, man. Appreciate your call. All right, 402-938-9400.
Channel 94.1.
Well, for a whole week, James Corden is going to have Harry Styles in residency. It just got announced that the Late Late Show, starting May 12th, will have the former One Direction guy go who's gone solo.
He's going to be. Doesn't seem like we've heard a lot of James Corden lately.
No,
I mean
we haven't.
He gets all of his press every time he's driving a car singing with celebs, but I haven't seen a clip in a bit.
I wonder if that's just going to be a standalone thing now. You know,
he's getting a primetime. Remember that they announced that it should be coming up next month too. A primetime special of his, you know,
karaoke.
Carpool karaoke. But yeah, I guess James Corden and Harry Styles, May 12th, all week long, it'll be Harry hanging.
Did you see him sing this live on SNL?
I haven't.
I did.
Like,
what was that suit?
Did he do the... Was he weird?
I mean, it's a good song. It's just interesting live.
Okay.
You can tell that he probably needs a lot of build to hit some of the notes. And in the studio, you can do that. But live, it catches you. Like, he can hit those notes, but it probably takes a lot of, like, running to get up to it. And that was one of the things that I noticed on SNL, is, like, some of those higher notes, he was, like, squeezing to get them out. Like, these. It was painful to watch him.
Was it really? Oh, it's
too good. Yeah, he was, like...
Squeezes, fellas.
Yeah. There was a lot, which that suit shouldn't have had any problem. He was wearing, again, that cut of skinny suit right now, and it was brown plaid.
Oh, really? So he's trying to dress the song? Is that what
he's
it's
just, you
like?
Know, got his own look. He's so handsome. I mean, he can wear and
so Late Late Show, May 15th, DVR it. James Corden on CBS.
Jeff Goldblum has officially announced he's going to be joining the Jurassic World sequel.
Is he really good? You know, I love him.
I know, I love him. He was in the original Jurassic Park as Dr. Ian Malcolm. Chaos. Always finds a way.
So he's being weird. Mainly I see him anymore doing those Apartments.com ads, you know, where it's like talking to cats.
I saw him in Independence Day, that Resurrection one, and it was nice to see him again. I like him. I loved him in
The
Fly.
He's so handsome.
Yeah, well.
Ugh. I think he's so sexy. He and his wife just welcomed a baby. It's like the first time he's a dad, I think.
Oh, really?
64 years old. Yeah. So Jurassic World, the sequel, I guess he is going to be coming. It's going to be hitting theaters June 22nd, 2018. So a little over a year from now.
So for some reason, he was in Sydney, Australia yesterday from a food truck called Chef Goldblum's.
Oh, really?
Handing out food as the promotional. It was free sausages is what he was handing out. Did they film those in Australia?
I wonder if they do. I mean, there's definitely large expanses of nothingness out there if they needed to.
But usually with the lush stuff, they gave him his
it's
own
like Costa
truck.
Rica. It's usually like Costa Rica or Hawaii that they've filmed past
stuff like
Jurassic stuff. Yeah, because, I mean, we saw the big site in Hawaii. They were like, and this is where they filmed Jurassic Park. Everyone's like, ooh, it's paradise. Beyonce's Lemonade was the 2016 top-selling album. Mm. It sold 2.5 million copies. A close second was Adele's 25, followed by Drake's Views. But it was Queen Bey who moved the most copies last year. Kristen Bell announced that Frozen 2 will be hitting theaters in 2020. Or 2019, pardon me, November 27th, 2019. We're going to have to wait a little bit, but that's when Frozen 2 will be taking over every kid's playlist. Dale Earnhardt Jr. announced that he is retiring from NASCAR after this season. He will be closing up shop. His dad died at Daytona in 2001. And so, you know, he's sort of taken on the Earnhardt mantle. And now it's the end of an era. And The Bachelor, some sad news. Former Bachelor contestant, this Chris Sewells, he was arrested after a car accident where his vehicle hit a driver of a tractor trailer. It was over in Iowa He was driving a Chevy pickup, rear-ended a John Deere trailer, sent it into a ditch.
It was hit and run. I mean, that's why he's
in trouble.
Yeah,
but then he ran.
The guy died.
The guy later died. They're wondering if whether or not he was under the influence, you know, maybe a DUI, and hence got like a little like, oh, I got to get out of here.
Why would you run?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Have you guys seen these Instagram photos of Kourtney Kardashian from Mexico?
No, are they fantastic?
She's so... this is Kourtney.
Okay.
She's so trying to be Kim. It's every photo is her butt.
Oh, really?
So she's in Mexico, but everything... I mean, imagine if someone was taking your picture, Molly, and every second you're like, hold on, let me turn around and bend over. Now take the picture. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Is that real?
I wonder what Kim thinks when she looks at these pictures of Kourtney. Like, oh,
I've done that, been there, done that. Yeah. I mean,
I know. She's like, oh, Kourtney, is that what you're going to be doing?
It's just strange to
now
to
playing
have
the role of your butt.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's strange to have a butt like that and that to be your focus when you're taking selfies. You know what I mean? It's
usually
weird.
It's like, get my face.
They're like, instead, they're not selfies, they're booties.
Mm-hmm.
She needs a booty stick.
That's the new thing, the booties.
She needs a booty stick where you can hang it behind you like a back scratcher.
Oh, yeah.
And take a photo of your own butt.
Especially for that one.
Channel 94.1. Welcome, everybody. Wow. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only.
And that's going to do it for this episode of the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, if you've enjoyed the podcast, please do us a favor. Consider subscribing on iTunes. It's totally free. And feel free to leave us a review. It only takes a minute. And, you know, it really helps us build an audience, which is necessary for the survival of the show. So thanks again. You can also reach out to us at bigpartyshow@channel941.com, or specifically, if you want to reach out to one of us individually, you know what I'm saying, molly@channel941.com, jeff@channel941.com, or there's bigparty@channel941.com. Again, all individually, if you'd like to say something nice to Molly or even something mean to us, we can handle it. All right, again, but let's not forget, you need to visit our website, channel94.com. We leave some great links there to much of the stories that we talk about here on the podcast. We'd also like to see you on our Facebook page as well. It's at Big Party Show. We got Twitter. We got Instagram pages, too. Find it, search it, like it, love it, do whatever you got to do. And you can also tune in to us live every morning, which you should be doing, Monday through Friday from 5 to 10:30 a.m. Central Time on Channel 94 FM in Omaha. You got a comment, you got a suggestion, whatever the case is, give us a call. Here's the number, 402-938-9400. Join in on the conversation. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time. So have a great rest of your day. And as always, do yourself good.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.